Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J.
Hey.
And I'm going to tell you guys, we got a really, really good show today. We have this young lady, you know, Ms. Taylor. She's on the, you know, this lady here is doing some really positive things. But before I go any farther, I'm going to ask Ms. J if she would don't mind taking the pleasure on bringing Ms. Taylor on air with us.
Absolutely, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. And you know, if you're calling in by phone, all you got to do is select 1 in the pound sign, and you can join the conversation or ask the question. And if you are calling in, excuse me, listening online, you can also call in and do the same thing at 213-943-3664 and select 1 and join the show. Today we have Miss Kenesha Taylor. She is an author. She is, what hasn't she done? She's a model. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's an actress. She's a dancer. She's a woman of many trades. And she's also a children's author. So we'd like to, before we get started, give Ms. Keisha a moment to tell us a little bit about her and what she's doing before we get started with our questions.
Hello. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you guys today. I appreciate it. A few things I have going on, like you mentioned, the main thing that I'm pretty much focusing on right now is my children's book, Adventures of Floyd the Brave Hornet. Something that took me, it's my first children's book, so it's my first writing experience, publishing experience, and it was just, you know, a lot of steps that I had to go through, a lot of reading, a lot of research, and it's definitely something that I would like to, you know, share with anybody else who's interested in getting, you know, getting involved with things like that. But that's mainly what I'm focusing on right now, on top of a lot of other things that I have going on, but this is something that I like to do. Something that I would like to do for the kids, for the children to have something to do. I plan to form events around it. I plan to make my character, Floyd, you know, have some little fun things going on with him. So I have a lot planned in the future to go with my children's book.
Mm-hmm. Before we go any farther, I know you're from North Carolina, and they just had a bad storm to pass your way. Are you okay, and are your family okay?
Yeah, we're fine. Power just came on not too long ago, so I'm glad it came on before I had to get on, because I had like 2% battery. I was, you know, hoping and praying, but it came back on not too long ago. But yeah, I just, you know, my prayers definitely go out to everyone that's in my family in Wilmington, North Carolina. My fiance's from there originally. You know, they've had some loss, and it's you know, they're going through some things. So, you know, I just wish the best, and my prayers are up for them. But yeah, thank you so much for asking. We're doing good down here. Just a few trees down. You know, they have a few tornado warnings that dissipated that we didn't have to worry about. So we're just, you know, hoping for the best here on out.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
And we got some family down there too.
Is sending their regards and hope that everybody be safe and, you know, and God bless them.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad you got some power. Yeah.
Yes.
I know that power. Girl can't go without that power, girl. We need our power, don't we?
I know that's right. And then, you know, it's football season. My fiance is about to have a stroke.
We're electronic.
Y'all open? Huh?
The electronics got y'all hooked, man. Y'all can't do without the electronics. People start freaking out. People have nervous breakdowns, I'm telling you. The electronics got everybody going. Got to be nosy. Got to know what's on Facebook and Twitter, right?
I know
Facebook. Poor baby.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys are doing well. One of the things you also do is that you talk to young people about respecting themselves and others and going for their goals. Can we talk a little bit about how you got started doing that and what made you do something like that?
Well, basically, I have a son. I have a 9-year-old son. He's an only child, and we moved from Greensboro to Charlotte. So when we got to Charlotte, but before we moved there, we stayed in Greensboro. And my fiance always loves to stay on the east side wherever you have family there. But it just pretty much started off with the kids in the neighborhood. Like, we would get to have, like, little cookouts. We had an icy thing that we used to do. And my fiance and his friends would pretty much get with them. They'd play basketball. We had a trampoline. We had we used to do, like, little water things, like with the pool and things like that. So my son, he's pretty, you know, he's blessed, to say the least. So, you know, we just had a lot of kids in the neighborhood that would just come, you know, come to play with him and, you know, get to know him. And we grew up, you know, right around the corner from their parents. So it just became like that. And being that my fiance and I, we were in entertainment and in music, we would start digging into what these kids like to do. Like, a lot of them aspire to be rappers or artists, or they could draw. Like, it was just amazing when you start to talk to them. And, you know, other than school and basketball, things are the typical, you know, unfortunately, in African-American neighborhoods like that, where they're, you know, you're expected to be football, you're expected to be, you know, basketball or something like that. We would try to talk to them and see what else they like to do, you know, being that we were moving in the direction. And a few of them, as the years have gone, because they've, you know, gotten older, are doing a lot. You know, George is working with a lot on with music, producing. So we have programs that we have here in Charlotte that we download on computer, and they'll come and we'll let them play with it. It's just amazing to see how talented they are at a young age. They just need the tools to be able to express what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and have someone hear them. A lot of times adults, they don't want to hear it, like, especially with dreams.
Yeah.
And I know because a lot of their dreams have fell through for a lot of, you know, people. And so they get kind of, I say, cold-hearted. You know, they don't waste your time on no dreams. Don't happen. You can't,
and
you know, don't get a job, go to work, keep your head down, take care of your family, and be a good person. That's all you can do. And even though that's part of our living, it is not all that we are. And we have
to nurture
those dreams. And, like, you guys taking the time to find out what they like. Because the schoolwork we got to do, you know, they got to do to get out of school. But they still need something that they love to do. And that really will help them, I think, in school when they're doing something they love plus something they have to do.
Right. I agree.
That's
I agree 100%. Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, they need, sometimes they just need, you know, like I said, that spirit, that encouragement to drive them to be able to do things. Because there's always going to be people out there that you, like, just like you said, that are going to be like, yeah, right, you know, whatever, you know. Just like, for example, our cousin, he was, you know, went through some things. He played for, like, the Texas Longhorns, and, you know, he kind of struggled a little bit, and he found, I guess, you know, people who believed in him, and now he's, like, starting in the NFL. And that's one of the people, he was like, you know, send me the book because we work with kids all the time. I would love to, you know, use your book. But, you know, his family stayed on him. You know what I mean? Like, they was like, you know, you got too much talent. You got too much talent for this. And it's like when other people who aren't there for your, I guess, better good, they're just there to get the fame off of what you have sometimes, you know. And it can, you know, kind of maneuver you in a different direction because the people who want the best for you aren't going to let you do things and mess up your career. You get what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to allow it.
Right. And you need that person in your, you need that at least two of them, I say two, but if you can just get one person to say, that's just wrong. And that doesn't mean I don't love you, I ain't got your back, but that's just wrong. You need somebody with some common sense that's going to go against.
Right.
A lot of people just want to ride with the money, the free drinks, the free chicks. Or, you know, they want the package. But they're not looking out for you, man. Don't get in that fight because, oh, man, yeah, go out what you used to do back in the day. You know, well, I'm not in the place where I was back in the day. I have different priorities now. So you always need somebody, you know, in that corner that'll keep you on track, you know, because it's easy to get off track when people's in
your
ear, you know? Yeah,
it is. It's the same thing, and it is easy. That's why it also just depends on who you got to surround yourself with positive people. Like, even now with meeting people, I'm like, what do you do? You know?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do? What can we do? You know, that's all I, you know, pretty much not trying to take away from anybody, but ambition. Like, you surround yourself by ambitious people, then, you know, you're more than likely to succeed, and then, you know, it's just, you can share that. What do you have to offer me? You know, what can I? Because I might have something to offer you. What can you offer me? You know. So.
Yeah, I think that's what we all should do. John always says that we, you know, about working together, because like a lot of people think, cause, like, we're doing the same thing and we're doing similar subjects, because I do child safety books and I have a website on child safety. So I've been doing it for decades. I'm like, I'm one of the old people. Nobody wanted to do it, but you know, I'm glad when I saw the book, I smiled, because there's not safety books out there. I mean, we talk about a lot of other issues, and but I'm glad we have another friend, me and John had on the show. He's doing obesity. We're dealing with real issues, and I think that is what we need to do for our kids. It's great to have a lot of fun stories, but we also got to have some truth in there and some kind of reality about life. You know, we got to teach them, and sometimes it's hard for parents. So when it's authors like us, they're tackling issues that people don't want to tackle, like missing children and safety and things like that. Then you don't feel like you're by yourself, you know, because a lot of times I see a lot of different posts, and my book is so different from everybody else's book. You know, they're talking about, I'm not knocking it, but they're just talking about their subjects, you know what I mean? So when I saw your book, I was just kind of excited, because I was glad that somebody understood the importance, because considering that African American children and that we can't just say women anymore because they're taking boys, we're up there like number one, you know. And other races combined make up what we lose annually. So, and we don't talk about it. I know we got a lot of issues with other things, you know, police brutality and voting and other issues, but this is also like a silent killer to our community. It's like no one talks about it. And our kids just keep coming up missing and keep coming up missing, and they're not coming home.
Yeah, it's even here. I mean, it's just like, it's just not, it doesn't seem like it's getting better.
it's not. Yeah. So I just appreciate somebody else tackling that subject. So we will be talking, because I got a lot of information we can share with each other. But it's a great subject. You guys check out the book. It's really a good book. It's on Amazon, first of all. And it's The Adventures of Floyd, the Brave Hornet, right?
Hornet.
So it's a cute little boy, and it's a great book. I think you guys should check it out. Go ahead, John. I apologize.
That's okay. I was going to have her tell the audience a little bit. You don't have to tell them the whole story of the book, but just tell them a little bit about the book.
Well, so I just said, for one, for where the book came from, I just had a little incident. I'm going to start from here. I used to write a long time ago, like poems, I've won awards and then things like that. And I was talking to my grandmother one day. She was like, why don't you get back into writing? And that was probably like 2 years ago. She was like, why don't you get back into writing? You haven't written anything in a long time. I was like, Grandma, okay, you're right. Maybe I should write something. But prior to that, I had had a little incident happen to me. I was getting up to go to work, and it was a wasp, for one. It was like a bug in front of the door. And every time I tried to go out the door, it just kept coming for me. And I was like, I got to get to work. I cannot get out this door. And it just, you know, harassed me until I finally got in the car and I let up the windows. So when I was leaving, I drive a white Ford Explorer. So when I was leaving to go to work, when I got to the stop sign, I was like, let me check this car, because I would hate, you know what I mean, there's a nest or something has to be in this car for this wasp to just keep, you know, following around this truck. So I looked in the trunk, I looked everywhere, I didn't see anything, and when I got back in the front seat, I saw a little bitty bug. I don't know what it was. It looked like it might have been a small wasp or a little baby wasp, whatever, and I let the window down and it flew away. I was like, well, wonder if, you know, that may have been Mama Wasp or whatever, you know, trying to see if he could get the baby out of the car. So that's where the story pretty much came from, just that incident. So I kind of turned it into a story, and it just started from him getting separated from her and his trip back to her. Hopefully he got back to his mom. I don't know if he did or not, but, you know, that's the basis of the story.
It's similar to my book Nyla Goes Shopping, because she gets in the store and does the same thing, to get separated. So I like that. So it's cool, because we need to teach what we need to do when we're separated, and we need to make sure that we have safety nets in place for the kids when we're separated.
Right.
So it's a good book. It's cute. So just check
Thank
it out.
You.
I'll post it again on at the end of the show. So if you want to check it out, you can. Another safety book. I'm very excited. So you do other things too. You model, you sing, you're a songwriter, you're an actress. So how do you take time for the community, what you're doing all, and you have a business. So you're doing all these things. How do you, you know, implement community as part of that, make keep that a priority? Because you guys' hands are quite full.
Yeah, we do. Just like we're planning on putting, that's what I'm actually in the middle of right now while I'm talking to you, is getting these clothes together because we have a, we're going to do an emergency clothes drive pretty much with our company for Wilmington because they're flooded out. You know what I mean? They have a lot going on.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, we have a whole bunch of clothes. It was something that we had been planning to do anyway. We were just collecting and doing things like that. So we have a lot of stuff. We just didn't know at what point in time we were going to need it. And it just so happens that this, unfortunately, you know, this disaster happens. And I'm like, well, this is perfect. We got everything pretty much together, so I'm reaching out to other people that I know that can contribute. So we're trying to come together and get all this stuff down there. You know, we probably can't get it down there anytime soon because they're so flooded out. But as soon as we have an opportunity, you know, we have bags and bags and bags of clothes that we're going to take down there. So we just, I mean, it just happens. It just happens. We just try to prepare ourselves for when anybody needs anything. You know, we just try to keep ourselves in a position to help. My thing with the community, to pretty much, is helping, being an outlet for those who need an avenue. For example, I have a, I wouldn't say protege just yet, but a young female that I'm working with, and I'm just showing her the ropes, like, so you can be an independent model, you can have your hands in everything. So it's just things like that. And when people reach out to me, any type of events that we can donate to, that we can show up to, do signings and things like that, we always try to make time to be available. But sometimes things just happen, and we're able to, you know, help out. So.
And also, you an actress. Now I'm interested in what you're doing with acting. Because I do have a book. It's called Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes. And they did a stage play off the book in Louisiana. So what type of acting do you do?
Well, I've done a lot. This is something I pretty much get thrown into things that... So I'm gonna be honest. I don't go to acting school. Like, it's not something that I've just dove into. It's pretty much that I'm always, I say right place, right time, or somebody asks me, and I'm able to jump in and help out. Just like I did a book trailer. A lady wrote a book, Ethelina Griffin, Perfectly Out of Order is her book. She went through domestic abuse when she was younger. She wrote a book about how she overcame it. And I was the lead actress for, well, I was her in her book trailer for her book. And it was just something I had experienced, unfortunately, myself years ago. So it was something that came pretty much easy to me to play that role that she had. And I like entertaining. I'm not camera shy. And, you know, I had insight on the book. So it was just, I don't know, it just came naturally. And I was in another commercial for Doritos. Somebody asked me, and they just saw me and was like, hey, I need you to be, you know, I see you did this and that, or you was in jail, I need you to be in this Doritos commercial. So we did Crash the Super Bowl. It was years ago. And I've done a bunch of music videos. And then I'm working on something. We're actually working on a documentary within our company from, it's kind of, I mean, some like Minister Society, that type of deal, you know. So I'll be actress in that as well. So that's something that we're currently working on. It's a secret project. It's not so secret anymore.
A lot of people know about it now, huh? And also, you and I was talking, and you say you're an engineer for your job.
No, Yeah, well, I work in the engineering department. I work in lean manufacturing. So that's more on the business side, but I do work with the engineers. That's what my job pertains to.
And also, you back in school.
Yes. Yes, I am. I went to school at A&T for education, but I'm going back to Gardner-Webb University, where my job is actually putting me back in school to get business administration, because I do all that training, do a lot of traveling. I have a trip coming up to go to Germany, to China. So, you know, I'm having to learn. I learn a lot in a short amount of time. So, yeah. So that's also something that I'm dealing with. But I'm happy and I'm excited to travel, because hopefully I'm putting things together so that when I do go, when I do, you know, be able to go on these trips and meet these people, I'll have something, you know, something else to offer them. I'll see what else I can get going internationally with my book, even if I can get it, translated in a different language or things like that. So I'm going to work on that too. So that's something I'm planning on coming up. I try to take advantage of everything, No time to rest, relax. You know, I can enjoy it another time. I'm really just going for business, things like that.
But Ms. Taylor, you are doing a lot of stuff. Where are you finding this all this time?
That's the hard part. That's the toughest part. And multitasking, like I told you, right now I am folding, separating clothes. But that can hear me in the background. But that's a lot. You saw my situation while I'm talking to y'all. He's like, oh my God. But I don't know. And I enjoy it. It's just something I enjoy. I don't know. I mean, I'm not. I just feel like a lot of things I feel like I'm good at is second nature now, so it doesn't take me a lot of time to do things. Like, you know, I've been in school before, so going back to school, and I also have a business. So a lot of the business classes and a lot of things they're asking me for, I pretty much have done for my business by itself, like business plans and marketing plans and presentations and all this stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that it just happened because I knew we need things I already knew that we needed. I'm having to do for schoolwork. So it's amazing to me because it's like, you know, years ago when you're younger, when you go through it, you're just going through the motions, you know, turning in assignments and doing things. But now I have a whole other take on school because it's everything that I'm already doing. I'm just putting little pieces together and seeing little avenues that I didn't know about that I can take advantage of now, you know, while I'm reading and, you know, researching and things like that. So I mean, I don't know. I just enjoy it. It's fun. I mean, I don't know. You get one life, right?
Yeah, you're right. You get one life.
And I'm hoping
you're really doing it.
But the goal is to not have to do anything eventually. It's to be able to relax, put my feet up, you know, have everything in order. So I'm doing all this now to hopefully have to not do less to anything in the future.
So where, so what are your, you know, if you would pick, you're doing a lot of stuff, okay, like you're a model, you're a singer, you're a songwriter, actress, dancer, an author. So if you had to pick one out of everything that you're doing, what would that be?
If I had to pick, well, the author, my book. That would be the one.
Okay.
If I had to stop everything and do one thing, I would do that one. You know, I would do that one. I have so many different avenues to that one, it doesn't even matter. And I already know that it's going to take a lot of time already away from a lot of stuff that I have going on. So I'm going to have, at some point, I'm going to have to, you know, dedicate a lot of time to that by itself. I already know. But, yeah, it would be my book.
Right. And also you and I was talking, but you say you have a song coming out?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. We shot part of the video in the hurricane.
Oh, you did?
I don't know. I feel horrible. But yes, we did. We shot part of the video Friday night, actually, a little Saturday, so yeah. So, yeah, the song will be, you know, published out on all the avenues like iTunes and Pandora, things like that. But I'm just holding on to it just for the do the video release once the video is complete. But, yes, and it's mastered. It's ready or ready to go. It's been played on the radio in Raleigh already. So, yeah, that's just one other thing.
Oh, okay. You did you guys produce the song yourself, or you got another producer, or what?
Oh, no, my fiancé made the beat for this one. He made the beat and pretty much wrote the lyrics. So he does production. And we have a studio at our home, actually. So whenever we write a song, what we do is me and him will get together because he writes, I write. And I have a best friend, a girl, Monique Brinkley. She writes. She just moved up here, actually, from D.C. to come and work with us. So she moved. She uprooted her whole family, pretty much, so she could come and get more, you know, get her songs together because we got a lot that's going on. I mean, we need you here. So she just moved to Charlotte not too long ago. And we just got her a beat produced, so she's working on another song. But either way, yeah, so we get together, we write. We normally stay up all night. Like, it starts normally when we try to wind down, it'll be like 9 o'clock. Sometimes we'll be up until, like, 6 the next morning. And by the time we should have the song written, the beat made, the song written, and the reference track recorded. So we always reference a song before we go to the real studio. The song that I just recorded, we recorded at Maxima Studio. They've had people there like Rihanna, Beyonce. A lot of people have recorded in this studio. Like, their microphone is like, I think it's like a $15,000 microphone they use. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, so we recorded the song there. Then you have to pay to get it mixed and mastered, and then it's ready to go. So that's how that works with the songwriting.
Oh, you know Beyonce?
No, I wish. No, I'm not.
Jay-Z.
No, but it's a beautiful studio, though. I felt close to it. It's she was there in spirit.
Wow.
It's a nice studio. I think, did I go live? I don't know if I went live. I did get some video footage of it, but a lot of people know about it in Charlotte and Maximus. That's where all the, you know, they come. And normally any celebrity, if they come to North Carolina, they record a track. Like Fantasia, that's what she records. Rico Barino, people like that. So I do know Rico Barino, but I don't know his first name. I don't know Fantasia, but.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty well connected then. You know,
yeah,
to be able to use the, yeah, to be able to use the studio that they use.
Well, yeah,
you got, as long as she can pay it, she can get in. Studios don't have no face. All they see is green. So she got I've been doing the game a long time. I know. They don't see face. They see money. She can be
so what are you
from
saying, Ms. J, can I go up and record
something? They don't care if you can't sing or rap, long as you got that coin. It's your hour, your loss.
Yeah, you're right. You got to go in there.
But you got to go in there prepared. Right. You got that coin, you can get in there. Nobody care with you. It's your fault you didn't know you couldn't sing a rap. It ain't their fault. They got to stop it on equipment.
You're right.
Okay, well, I want to let the audience know you are listening at Uplifting Communities Talk Show, and our special guest is Ms. Kanice Taylor. She's an author. Her book is called Adventure of Floyd, The Brave Hornet, and and with John and Ms. J. So if you guys want to ask a question or elaborate on something, please press 1, and I will let you in. Okay, back to you, Ms. J.
Well, hello, people. No, I just think that you do, like John said, you do a lot. But I think the thing for me is that you still take the time out to think of others. I think a lot of times people have the famous line, I'm so busy, and they're too busy to consider other people, or, you know, they just get in their little world, and that's all that matters is their world. And, you know, you have a lot going on, and you still are willing to step outside your world to acknowledge other people. And I think that's why you're probably good at, you know, expressing to young people about respecting others and respected themselves, because you're leading by example.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then
right.
you never know where you will be. That's always how I feel about. Like, I never know where I will be. Like, you know what I mean? I do my best to try to keep, you know, keep myself in the best position possible, but I'm sure a lot of people do when things don't go through. You know, things happen,
right.
life happens, you know. So that's how I just feel about it.
Right.
Right. Okay, well, we have a caller. Let's let him in, okay?
Absolutely.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Andrew Fitz. I'm calling from Longview, Texas.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
How y'all doing? How you doing? I want to say hi to all of y'all in the Liberty community. And also let Kenise Taylor, Miss Taylor, that to keep doing what she's doing. Keep helping kids and reaching out to people. And whether through music or through or artwork as well. So, you know, keep up the good work. And I'm glad you were inspired to do things. I don't know, that's positive to educate people. Which
yeah,
is something that's very rare to see now. I mean, I used to love Reading Rainbow and stuff like that. And, you know, those type of programs kind of, you know, taking the back seat for education and entertainment.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That is, you're so right, Andrew. That's a rare, you know. And but one thing I've noticed is that there is more African Americans is writing children books, and we really need that in the communities.
Yeah, it is actually growing because I belong to quite a few of those groups, and it's actually growing, and it's really good, and not just. I mean, you know, I'm always black, but Hispanic books, they're brown books of color, I should say, coming out so kids can see people that look like them and experience. You know, I remember growing up, if you wanted black history, that was an elective. It wasn't a requirement. And so, you know, we don't get to see too many images like us, and so to have stories and kids that look like them telling stories that they can relate to is life-changing. And then it creates young authors, because there's a lot of, and some of the Facebook groups, there are actually children writing their own children books.
Right.
You know, for their own peers. We've had a couple of them on our show. And so that is even more fantastic. Because they're learning, well, if I can't find a book that look like me, I'm going to create a book that look like me.
Maybe, yeah.
Awesome. That's right. That's right. Well, we have another caller. Let's let him in.
Absolutely.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Tommy Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Hey, Tommy.
Hello, Mr. John, Mrs. J, Ms. Denise. How are you all?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Hey, look, well, I want to compliment you on all the hard work that you do. Hey, that's great. Now, I understand you've written a book there, too, and you've written the children's book. And I'm curious because I write, too, but who do you target? Like the school system? Well, which book are you target? A certain area?
Well, yeah. So right now, because, well, initially I wanted to get an agent, but I realized, I mean, I have a large following base, and they supported me a lot more. I mean, I figured they would support me, but I'm getting a lot of love for the book, and I appreciate it from everybody who's supporting me. But, yeah, I do have a few meetings with some of the elementary schools, where my hometown is the first place that I'm going to go to. And my mom's already... you know, my aunts are in the school system. I had an aunt that retired from the school system. God bless her soul, my Aunt Diane. And so it's just, and then I have a few other connections that I have from my hometown. So I'm pretty much focusing on them, and because I don't want to be overwhelmed. Like I said, it's just started. I have a few meetings coming up. I've done a few interviews, and I know a few. Some of the programs you want to get into, they're giving grants. I know that they give these certain programs grants to actually supply books to the school system. So it's not actually the school system who gets the books; it's outside companies who supply the books to these school systems through other programs and grants. So that's the direction I'm pretty much going in. And I had a few meetings set up, but this storm kind of pushed a few things back. So I know I'll probably pick back up next week sometime and get all my meetings that I had for this week coming up rescheduled and talk to people. I'm sure everybody understands. You know, everybody had a lot going on. So, but that's the direction I'm going in with the book.
Well, I wish you and Mrs. J much success there on your, you know, on your writing, and hopefully everything goes well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's an excellent direction. A lot of people don't know about that, but
right.
I had a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I posted on Facebook. Anyway, but I had to say what it was about because you can't always tell all your business, but
right.
It went really well. You know, right. But it is really and getting involved with organizations. I'll be calling you and tell you some stuff. But getting involved with organizations that are involved in educating that type of information. But I'll get with you later. I'm not gonna take up the show for that. But yeah. So it's a great platform, and I salute all authors because everybody has a story, and if, you know, we're all telling our different stories our own way, and but we're getting information out. You know, John Bick is a great book. If you haven't picked it up, I know I said that before, but you should pick it up. You know, you gotta tell. We just be able to tell our stories, and I think it makes us a stronger community. You know what I mean? Because
right.
Everybody's sharing something, and if we can work together, it makes us an even stronger community. So,
right.
Again, you know, like Tommy said, I applaud you. You know, for all that you do. And also remembering the babies, because they are our future. They're my babies.
They are. They are. My son had a lot of insight with my book. Like, even the beginning, because when I first started, it was like 2,000 words. Like, I was pretty much writing, I don't know, a novel. I don't know.
Yeah,
but when
yeah,
I got
kids
into
like, all that, boo. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Exactly. So I had to narrow it down to under 500, so... You know, that was a challenge.
That's
keep the gist
a lot.
Of the story. Yeah, yeah.
That's not a chapter book. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's all right. That's how we learn. You don't learn unless you do. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me about it.
And so I applaud you for that. You know, and anybody that's not been doing anything, I applaud you for that because it takes courage. Because you don't always have everybody in your corner. Everybody don't understand your dream. You know,
right.
What direction you're trying to go into, and you keep going. So I applaud all of you guys because it takes a lot of courage and faith. Seriously, it does.
That's right. And it takes a lot of time and concentration and, you know, a lot of motivation. And, you know, because writing a book can be really, really frustrating.
No,
it
can.
You know?
Yeah, it
but,
can.
Yeah, it can, yeah. You know, I got one. The first one I did was The Unspoken, What the World Don't Talk About. And, you know, it's a, but if I, you know, it's a good book, you know, but it's a lot of frustration. It's a lot, to me, it was a lot of frustration, you know.
It is. It's a lot.
And
I always tell people, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You're the guest.
No. I was just saying, I always tell people, I wish I knew this me before I started. Like, if I had me to talk to today before I started writing.
Yeah. It's tricky. You guys are both correct. And children books are even trickier because sometimes adults are talking in adult language to kids, and you can't do that. So you have to actually become a child. Like, sometimes I have to look at my nieces and watch what they do and see how the new words and how goofy they are. You know, they look funny when they're 9, 8, 7. You look weird. And because I was weird too. Everybody was. And so watching them, and you get to learn, you know, and that's I think children books are really hard because adults have to come out of that I'm grown mind.
Yes.
You have to be very artistic. You have to come out. Nobody care about how that grown people talk. You got to come down. And that's really challenging to come down especially when you're working in a field where you always have to be a certain level of performance, or, you know, how you carry yourself, and to come all the way down as a kid, that's a big, that's hard.
I find that challenging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're 100% right, Ms. J. But one thing I've learned, you know, under two books that I've wrote, and I'm, well, actually, you know, as quite as a, I'm writing another book, as you know, now. Okay, I'm not going to tell you the name of it, but I got an agent that I probably will be working with. And one thing I've learned when I'm writing is that, you know, in order for you to be really successful in writing, you have to have a book with 250 pages or more before an agent will actually pick you up. You can go to is a site called Editors and Predators. They have all the agents on there, plus all the publishers, and it will tell you if it's a good publisher and everything. But somebody like Random House or Lil Brown or there's a few others, they won't even speak to you unless you have an agent.
Right.
You know, and so that's what I've learned. So me in process of writing this book, probably would be my last one. Well, I'm going that direction, because actually what I would like to do, I would like Random House actually to pick the book out. In order for them to see it, I'm going to need an agent.
Right.
So this is where I'm going.
Yeah. And I know John's talking about agents over there. There's a lot of indie authors out there too, doing really big things. So don't think that's the only avenue. That's the avenue that he's chose that works for him. But also know that there's a lot of indie authors that are mainstream. Some of them are actually doing mini movies and TV on YouTube TV with their books. So it's a lot of different avenues you could go as an independent author as well. Don't freak out if you're listening. You're an author, or you're starting to write, or you're thinking about writing, and you go, "Oh, an agent. Oh, that's too much." Just do you until you're ready to do something else. You know,
right.
And that's what John did. He did him till he was ready to go to his next level. So you do the same. Don't panic. Don't start, you know, second guessing your ability to be an author. You know, just do you.
Right. You did. You said it right. You said it. Definitely right, Ms. J. That's right.
Yep.
Be yourself. And with that said, we only got 2 minutes left on the show. So I'm asking Ms. J to start closing us out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to Andrew and Tommy for calling in. We appreciate it. And Kenesha, if you have one positive note or something to say that you want to leave with the audience, what would that be?
Never give up. I know it sounds cliche. I just say that because, you know, sometimes you get to a point where you're trying to do something and everything may not feel like it's working out for you, but you just gotta stick through it. So I just leave you with that. Just don't give up. You got the rest of your life ahead of you. So just take that time to push for what you want to do.
Absolutely. And Mr. John L. Brown?
Yes. First of all, I want to thank Ms. Kenesha Taylor.
Yes.
For coming on the show. I really, really like what you're doing. You keep up the good work, Ms. Taylor. Just keep up the good work, okay? And God bless you. And I pray for all of you guys' safety up there in North and South Carolinas. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. And back to you, Ms. J.
Absolutely. And yeah, prayers up for the Carolinas. You know, we all got, well, I got family down there. I know John got somebody down there. He don't know it yet, but I know he do. He got people everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, got family and friends down there, and, you know, just prayers up. And you guys continue to keep your heads up, and you're in our prayers. And thank you, Ms. Tanisha, for coming on. Even in this difficult time, you're in a hurricane, Florence, and you just came online. So we appreciate you for that
Thank you. I just appreciate y'all, too. Uplift the community. Big shouts out to you guys for doing this for people. I really appreciate it. God bless you all for doing that.
Oh, no. Blessing you coming on the show, sis. So with that said, we thank you guys for joining us. Good night and peace and blessings.
All right. Good night, everyone.